Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, carbon monoxide, often quoted as the silent killer, it's very important to have all those updates, and you've got some updates for us.
That's right. As we know, carbon dioxide, as you mentioned, is a silent killer. It's an odorless, colorless gas, and when levels are high enough to cause harm, we may not even know it, and there usually aren't any warning signs, and when we're exposed, that gas interferes with our body's ability to use oxygen. Those high levels of carbon monoxide are dangerous for anyone, and severe exposure can cause death or lasting damage to organs. And even low levels of the gas can be hazardous for children, older adults, unborn babies, and individuals with heart conditions as well. A common source of carbon monoxide comes from internal combustion engines and fuel burning appliances. This includes small equipment like lawnmowers, power washers, and generators, but also things like automobiles, tractors, combines, skid steer loaders, and forklifts. Carbon monoxide detector is really the only way to know what the levels of the gas levels are dangerous. And some of those early warning signs of carbon monoxide poisoning can include being dizzy, feeling nauseous, sleepiness, having a headache, and tightness or pain in the chest. Individuals, if you're exposed to high level of carbon monoxide, should make sure to see a doctor as soon as possible. And if someone collapses and carbon monoxide is suspected, 911 should be called immediately. We can protect ourselves and others by properly making sure equipment is maintained properly and making sure to provide outdoor venting to reduce our risk for exposure. And while we often hear it's important to make sure there's a carbon monoxide detector installed in everyone's home, one place we may not always consider, one place you might want to think about installing a carbon monoxide detector is in a garage or shop area, for example, if it's an area where you're using equipment that produces that has the potential to produce carbon monoxide. And finally, making sure to have some regular maintenance of those carbon monoxide detectors, just like your smoke alarms, is just as important as making sure that they're installed. And you also want to make sure to test those detectors on a regular basis. And of course, as always, to remember to replace the batteries. I often hear sometimes individuals when they're replacing the batteries for their smoke alarms with the time changes, it's also a good time to make sure to double check those carbon monoxide detectors as well. So as always, if you have additional questions, you're welcome to contact myself in our Frontier District office in Garnett at 785-448-6826, or you can also visit our Frontier District's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Some great tips and tricks there. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zenick, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.